Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll learn how the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans are fulfilling our promises to our veterans, and we'll meet our new Anoka County Veterans Service Officer. But before we get started, we'd like to make a brief mention for our listeners in our Litchfield affiliate station, KLDF AM 1410, your Meeker County original. You still have time to make it to the Litchfield Civic Center to send off your local unit, the 849th Mobility Augmentation Company, who are deploying today. Again, that's happening right now at the Litchfield Civic Center. We hope you can attend. Also, to the members of the Roseville-based 147th Financial Management Support Company who just returned Friday from a nine-month-long deployment to Afghanistan, welcome home and thank you for your service. And now it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash.
One of our biggest challenges after more than a decade of multiple deployments and economic hardships has been helping our service members move forward and grow in spite of the adversity they face. Every person is different in the way they react to stress, but resilience is a skill that can be taught. Giving resilience training to our military members and their families provides them with a set of tools to use when dealing with problems in their everyday lives. The Minnesota National Guard has trained master resilience trainers and resilience training assistants throughout our units to teach these important skills to our force. Resilience training focuses on improved problem solving and communication skills, strengthening relationships, and focusing on the positives rather than the negatives in everyday situations. The program addresses five dimensions of soldier fitness: physical, emotional, social, family, and spiritual. Better training is just one of the ways we hope to impact the mental health of our service members. We're also working to change perceptions in our organization so that service members feel comfortable coming forward with their problems without the fear of a stigma or reprisal. Help is out there for our service members and their families. So many programs and organizations exist to help veterans who are struggling. I encourage everyone to reach out and take advantage of these services. Resilient service members make better, stronger leaders for our force.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining us now from Minnesota's DAV is the Department Commander, Rob Hartley, and the Adjutant, Stefan Whitehead. Gentlemen, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tom.
Rob, I want to start with you. You're this year's commander. And I know you've been involved as, were you legal counsel for the DAV for quite a few years?
That's right. I've been the legal counsel for about the last 10 years now.
And that should have given you a leg up in terms of the learning curve and helping out the DAV with probably some issues, hopefully not too many over the last 10 years.
Certainly. Being the attorney, you're behind the scenes and you have an understanding of what's going on, and also throughout the years kind of helping the department become a stronger organization. So stepping into the commander position is a pretty easy transition.
And Stefan, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me back again.
So you're the adjutant. That means you're full-time over there.
Correct. I work full-time for the DAV over in St. Paul. I've been doing it now for over a year, and I'm also in the Minnesota National Guard yet, so almost 22 years with the Minnesota National Guard.
And every year at the DAV, you get a new commander, but this year it should be pretty easy.
It should be fairly easy. I mean, I've known Rob ever since I came on, like Rob just said, you know, being involved behind the scenes, but he's also been the treasurer, so he's well aware of what we've been doing this last, you know, year and what direction we're heading.
Rob, can you tell us, Minnesota DAV, what's it about? What do you, just give us a general overview. What's the organization about?
Well, the organization is all about serving veterans and their families, and that's a broad statement, but the DAV focuses primarily on transportation. So the idea of providing transportation for veterans to the various hospitals so they can meet their appointments. And so then there are any other number of programs that we support through donations.
And we'll get into some of those programs shortly. As commander of the DAV, Minnesota's DAV, you're also a member of the Commander's Task Force. Have you been to one of those meetings yet?
I have not, but I'm looking forward to that. I understand they start in, I think it's September. So I'm looking forward to being a part of that and bringing leadership to that organization as well.
And, of course, the Commander's Task Force is made up of 9 veteran service organizations here in Minnesota, such as the American Legion, the VFW, the DAV, Jewish War Veterans, and so on. And it's an opportunity for all those veteran service organizations to get together and coordinate activities and do some legislative functions. And a pretty good organization. I'll bet you're looking forward to meeting some of those folks.
I am, certainly.
Stefan, can you tell us a little bit, as the full-time employee over there, or one of them, what is it that you do as adjutant?
Well, one of the main roles of the adjutants is to continue to help our chapters, our local chapters that are actually out in our communities across the state, with any situations or concerns that they have, and finding out what are the biggest thing is finding out what our veterans need out in our communities and seeing what we can do to help those veterans. You know, as the commander just pointed out, is while we're known for our transportation, there's a lot of other programs that a lot of our veterans don't know we offer assistance with. So helping our chapters identify the needs and find out what we can do for the veterans out in our communities.
And Rob, you were in the military as well. I understand you were in the Navy.
I was. I was on a submarine for 5 years.
I can't imagine. How was that? I was in the Air Force. I can't imagine being on a submarine. How was that? I'll bet you enjoyed it.
Well, it was an experience, and people always ask, you know, was it hard? And I said, when they shut the hatch and go to sea, they're not coming back up to let you out. So, you know, you're young and you get used to it. So it was a wonderful experience.
So deal with it and get to work.
That's right.
Well, your military experience certainly is the reason you're part of the veteran service organizations, but it must give you a lot of empathy and the background to be able to help all the veterans of Minnesota.
Oh, absolutely, it does.
Rob, most of the press, most of the what people think about when they think of veteran service organizations are the big ones, American Legion and the VFW. We don't hear that often about the DAV. Do you think there's a reason for that, or is that changing?
Well, I certainly think it's changing, and it's what I'm very proud of to be a part of the Minnesota DAV is because we are a leader, in my opinion, of the service organizations in Minnesota. With the assistance of people like our adjutant, Stefan, they're young individuals who are eager to do good things for the organization. And they're thinking outside the box. And I think that that's what's really important for service organizations is that you're not doing what was done for years and years because, quite honestly, with the changing demographics, that those tactics just don't work as they used to.
We're speaking with Rob Hartley, the department commander, and Stefan Whitehead, the adjutant of Minnesota's Disabled American Veterans. Rob, coming into this year, have you got a focus? Have you got a commander's project? Is there something special you want to work on and accomplish this year?
You know, I think that the transportation side of it is really important. You know, trying to make the system work better. And I know the state of Minnesota is working, and the Veterans Administration is working on software that will allow organizations throughout the state, to include the veteran service organizations, allow them to provide better transportation to the veterans. And so I think that that's what I'm primarily focused on, ensuring that that moves forward.
So that you can expand that effort and make sure that anybody that needs to get to a VA hospital can get there.
Well, that's right. And to make it as simple as possible so that it's either a one-call situation or a one-click on the computer, and that the veteran can their arrangements are made so that that transportation is being done in a most efficient manner.
And Stefan, I know you've been working on this transportation for a while. I think we were talking about a new van the last time you were on.
That is correct. We actually got 3 brand new vans coming up in the northwest part of the state of Minnesota here, up by Detroit Lakes, Bemidji, Crookston area, up and all that, to help take our veterans to and from their appointments out in Fargo. Fargo being out in North Dakota, it's an area that Fargo's VA don't think about too much because obviously the veterans here in Minnesota side. So we've definitely seen that there was a need. So we reach out and we're definitely expanding our transportation in that area.
So the transportation is to Fargo, St. Cloud, Ramsey, Minneapolis?
Right now, the Northwest area that we're focusing on is Fargo and St. Cloud. We currently have transportation systems already in place in St. Cloud and Minneapolis to get our veterans to and from the VA's appointments, but also now reaching out and taking them to the C-Box. So if the veteran isn't going to the main hub anymore in the VA, we actually will transport them also to their local C-Box.
Gentlemen, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about this transportation a little bit more and some of the other things that Minnesota DAV is working on. We're speaking with Rob Hartley, Department Commander, and Stefan Whitehead, the Adjutant of the Minnesota DAV on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been joined today by Rob Hartley, the Department Commander, and Stefan Whitehead, the Adjutant from Minnesota's Department of American Minnesota's Disabled American Veterans, Department of Minnesota. I got it, Rob.
There you go.
Why did I mess that up twice in a row now? I'm sorry, gentlemen. Stefan, we were talking about transportation. Before we get back into that, for people that want more information about the DAV, where do they go?
The best place to go is actually to our website, and that is davmn.org.
.org.
Yep, org.
Okay, and then we were talking about transportation and the vans that you've been able to acquire. And I'm assuming you're still raising money and looking for more vans?
Correct. We're actually always looking for ways to raise more money to get more vans out in our communities. And to help clarify that one, Tom, right before winter break there is, and I did throw an acronym at it that's called CBOC. And what that stands for is the Community-Based Outreach Centers. And that's our VA facilities that are actually being built up in out in our communities that our veterans can go to so they don't have to travel as far to the main VA medical facilities.
Okay, Stefan, I think the last time you and I were with the commissioner over at the MDVA, Minnesota Correct. Department of Veterans Affairs, the number keeps changing. There's 370,000 veterans in Minnesota, and a lot of them use the VA hospitals and VA facilities. How many of them are disabled, and how many of them have trouble getting back and forth to their appointments?
Well, currently we're actually over 18,000 members here just in Minnesota alone, and there's a large portion of those that are obviously disabled that struggle to get to and from their VA appointments. And part of the reason is because generations, as we get older, one of the things that we have problems with is transportation. You know, as we have difficult time with our vision and also being able to drive ourselves, we rely so heavily on family members or friends to take us to and from our appointments. That's where our transportation is so critical to us to be able to continue to expand that, our transportation program. So these veterans don't have to rely so much on their families and friends to take them to their appointments.
And, of course, the veterans are all over the state.
Yeah, there's no one area that has just the veterans. The veterans are spread out across the whole state, all 87 counties across the state. There's veterans in every one of our counties, in every town.
So if our listeners are able-bodied veterans or non-veterans that want to help, are you looking for volunteers to help drive?
We're always looking for volunteers, just like anything in every community. There's always a need for volunteers. And here in the DAV, the volunteers we're looking for is always a volunteer willing to help transport a veteran. And if they're willing to and are able to transport veterans, a volunteer is to go to our website at davmn.org and click on our volunteer link there, and I'll walk you right through the steps of what you need to do.
All right, we'll keep giving out that website. So if anybody's out there and you want to volunteer, this would be a great way to spend some time helping some of our disabled veterans. Commander Rob, I wanted to come back to you. You have some other Donor Connect programs. Can you tell me what that is?
Sure. The Donor Connect program is a pretty neat program that's been developed by the DAV. It's maybe 2 or 3 years old now. But what it is it's kind of a clearinghouse for veterans to go and to donate items that they may no longer need, or families may donate a veteran's wheelchair or a scooter or some sort of a bed or something like that. And these items then go onto the website that county veteran service officers and other individuals can go onto it. And if they need that certain item, we make arrangements for that donation to happen. So it's just an opportunity for items that have been used by veterans to be passed on to veterans. And we're really proud of that. And one of the things is that the DAV National thinks that that's an impressive program also, and that we're in the process of teaching and other states across the country are implementing this same sort of Donor Connect program.
So this could be a gently used electric wheelchair or a hospital bed or something of that nature?
Yep, absolutely.
So once again, if our listeners know of some of that equipment that was used and it's in good shape and it's just sitting around, if they go to davmn.org, they could find a way to donate that equipment so that other disabled veterans could make use of it.
Absolutely. And then once again, if they have an individual who's in need of that item, they can go to the same website, and we'll help to make that connection.
Commander, I know that all the things that you do cost money, and you've got some ways to raise money, and one of them's a thrift program with clothing donations. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. We started off years ago where we had our own thrift store down on University and Dale, and we've transitioned away from operating that store to where we are partnering with Savers. And Savers is the, they sell the used clothing and whatnot in stores across Minnesota. And so we partnered with that organization so that we use our vans to go and solicit and collect donations and items from residences. And then we sell that to Savers. And so it's a partnership that has been probably 3 or 4 years in the making now, and we raise much-needed revenue through that source as well.
And once again, if the listeners go to davmn.org and click on Donate Clothing and Household Goods, you can figure out how to schedule a donation pickup. And all of those good things that are donated help you raise the funds, and I'm assuming that helps you buy vans and all kinds of things.
Absolutely. And what's also important is with Savers, if you decide that you want to just donate something at the store itself, you bring it to the store, and then what Savers does is that they pay us for those on-site deliveries. And so it's an opportunity for Savers, again, a good partner with us, to give back to the DAV, because those are items that were just simply donated at the store and that they're then giving us the payment for those items that were dropped off.
We're speaking with Rob Hartley and Stefan Whitehead from Minnesota's Disabled American Veterans on Minnesota Military Radio. Gentlemen, we just got a few minutes left, and I know there's some other things we wanted to talk about. Stefan, one of them was the Old Glory Run?
Correct. The Old Glory Run that just happened here in May up in Cold Springs, Minnesota. It was a huge success for us. We had over 1,000 runners sign up for that run, and the weather actually cooperated, and we were able to get the good run. Everybody ran. It actually didn't rain on us that day, but it was a huge success for us, and we were able to raise a good chunk of money for us to help purchase another van.
I know we've had them on the radio within the last couple of years. How many years have they been doing the run?
This is actually the sixth year that we've actually had the Old Glory Run. The first year they actually did it themselves, and then they turned around and donated it to us. But it's 5 years now that the DAV has actually been helping the sponsors of it to organize it and put the planning together.
Rob, I want to come back to you. You also have a Trolling for the Troops event.
That's right. That's an exciting event where we have veterans that get teamed up with anglers, and I believe they're professional anglers, that they go out to various lakes throughout Minnesota, and it gives them an opportunity to have a fun day and to be outside and enjoy that activity.
Stefan, there's one other thing coming up this fall. The DAV has a hunting program.
Correct. That hunting program we do, it's actually, the two different ones in there, the deer hunt, which is up at Camp Ripley, right by Little Falls, Minnesota. We actually take out hunters to go deer hunting, and we take them on Camp Ripley. No matter wheelchair or not, we actually put them up in a deer stand. We put a professional hunter with them and actually help them hopefully be able to continue what they've always enjoyed, and that's their hunting. They're in Camp Ripley.
Really important to get them out of the house and get them out doing something fun.
Absolutely.
And go back to where they were hunting, and they've seen photos. They really enjoy that.
They really enjoy it. And the family members also enjoy it, you know, be able to let their loved ones go back out and do something they enjoyed, you know, in the years before they actually got injured.
Rob, the Minnesota DAV, Stefan said 18,000 members, but it's more than just your 18,000 members. It affects all the veterans in Minnesota. There's a lot of folks, I suppose, that need some help with transportation and aren't a member of your organization, but they still get help, don't they?
No, that's right. I we're the Disabled American Veterans, but we operate and we function for all veterans, and so I think that's important. What we do is to the benefit of all veterans.
Stefan, we've just got a little time left. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
You know, I just want to thank everybody for everything they do, you know, with the volunteers, but also with the donations that they continue to do for the DAV. Really appreciate everything they do for us and continue helping us.
And you can learn a lot more about this organization at davmn.org. Commander, final thoughts for our listeners. I hope you have a great year this year.
Thank you very much. You know, once again, thanks for all the volunteers that are helping us. And Tom, thank you for allowing us to come on and spread the word about the DAV.
All right. I hope you gentlemen have a great year, and we look forward to seeing you back here for the Christmas show and a couple other times this year. And keep up the great work, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
That was Rob Hartley, the department commander, and Stefan Whitehead, the adjutant of Minnesota's Disabled American Veterans. Please stay with us. In a moment, we're going to meet the new Anoka County Veterans Service Officer on Minnesota Military Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bill Popp of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. An Army squad is made up of 8 soldiers, and when the squad is on patrol, each soldier is dependent on each other for safety. When a soldier is distracted because of a financial crisis with the family back home, that puts every soldier on the squad at risk. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation helps turn a bad situation into a positive one. The foundation provides financial support during a financial crisis at home. This helps re-energize the soldier. The soldier feels the financial burden lifted and has feelings of pride because of the support from the community at home. When the soldier is no longer focused on the financial crisis at home, the soldier is able to stay engaged in the mission and do his duty to protect other soldiers in the squad. When we help one soldier, we're helping all soldiers. When we help one military family, we're helping all military families. If you're in a position to help, please donate. Go to MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we'll meet our new Anoka County Veterans Service Officer. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shalitow.
Hiring veterans is good business. They have a fast learning curve, transferable skills, and experience with advanced technology. They are proven leaders, a history of demonstrated teamwork, work well under pressure, and triumph over adversity. Veterans today desire the same economic opportunities as their civilian counterparts and bring to the workplace the skills, education, leadership, maturity, and dedication they have learned in their military service. They are leaders who take initiative when something needs to get done. Give them the opportunity and they will exceed your highest standards. The men and women who have worn the uniform are driven to succeed. They are poised and ready for their next mission. If you are looking for a smart, dependable employee, hire a veteran.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalitow. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is John Kreisel, Director of Anoka County Veteran Services. Sergeant Kreisel, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
How's it going?
Well, we're 2 years into the show now, and we've done, I think, 110 or 112 shows. I never thought it would go this long, and we're up to like 9 radio stations. We're on around the state. How about that?
Awesome. Good work.
You never know what's going to happen in life, do you?
That is true.
And you, of all people, can answer that question. I want to go back for a minute to your military career. You started between your junior and senior years in high school.
Yep. I joined the Minnesota Army National Guard on my 17th birthday, and I went to basic training at Fort Benning between my junior and senior year in high school. So, yeah, I started young.
What a way to spend your summer vacation.
It was probably better that I was at Fort Benning during the summer. It kept me out of trouble, that's for sure.
Did you learn a little discipline while you were there?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, I came back my senior year. I was squared away. You know, did all my homework, and I was a model student after the military. They got me under control.
So you were a great student as a senior.
That's right.
Graduated, yeah. And then into the Minnesota National Guard.
Yeah, then right after graduation, I had to go back down to Fort Benning to finish my training. So I did my AIT, which was infantry school. So that was, again, I missed out on all the graduation parties, probably a good thing. I had my own, which was a graduation party and a going away party. And, off I went.
Off to the races.
To adulthood, right?
Sergeant Kreisel, now, I was in the Air Force, so when you talk about these Army terms, you have to explain it
sure.
To me and the listeners.
Got it.
A couple of rules on the show. We don't use acronyms.
Got it.
And there's no cussing.
All right.
Can we handle it?
Roger that.
Roger that. Tell us, just for those people that might not be familiar, tell us a little bit about your career in the Minnesota National Guard. I know you were deployed in 2004.
Yeah, I went to Kosovo in 2004. And then Iraq in 2006.
And I know from the last time that you were on, you really loved being in the Minnesota National Guard, didn't you?
I loved it. Yeah, it was the best decision I ever made. You know, like I said, I was kind of a goofball growing up. You know, not a ton of parental guidance at home. I had a great childhood, great upbringing, but it was really the military is where I really learned how to be a man, how to be a good person, how to have a good work ethic and stuff like that. And so even with all that's happened to me, if I could go back and do it again, I would make the same decision that I did.
So you spent about 10 years in the service?
Yep. I retired after 10 years.
And, of course, you had a really bad day in Iraq.
I did, yeah. It was almost 6 years ago to the date. It was December 2nd of 2006.
Can you believe it? Six years.
It's crazy how fast time flies, you know, and, you know, it just seems like, yeah, I guess there's days that it seems like it wasn't long ago, and then there's days it seems like it was 30 years ago. Just the twists and turns life throws at you. You know, I remember being in the hospital and wondering, you know, I figured I'm going to be fine, and I worked hard to rehab as fast as I could to get back to Minnesota and out of Walter Reed. But, you know, deep down you wonder, what is my life going to be like? Am I going to be able to find a job? Am I going to be able to work, be productive? Am I going to be able to be a good dad still? And, you know, with hard work and good support and perseverance, you know, you can overcome anything.
And Sergeant Crystal, for the few listeners that may not know your name, you're all over the place, representative, you're on all the radio stations, but you're out on patrol and there was an IED and lost a couple of buddies and lost your legs.
Yeah. We were on a patrol near Fallujah and we were on our way. We checked out suspicious activity and then on our way down to answer a call, we had our command post had asked us to go and check out a spot that they saw somebody digging in the road, and we knew they weren't planting flowers. So we went down to take care of the situation, and we didn't quite get there. We hit a 200-pound IED, improvised explosive device, and then, you know, I remember most of the blast. I remember hearing the sound. I was knocked out once it detonated. I remember hearing the metallic clank, like this plink, and then I woke up on the ground, and I heard the rocks falling like a hailstorm. And, you know, I heard yelling and screaming and just terrible things. And when I woke up or when I opened my eyes, I saw my legs had been mangled. The vehicle I was in was completely destroyed. And thankfully, my buddies saved my life and performed combat lifesaver. Their skills that they learned in the Army. Good thing they were listening in class because they saved my life. I wouldn't be here without them.
And for our listeners, Sergeant Creasel was on the show last year and shared that whole story with us. So if you go to Minnesota Military Radio and look for that podcast, we can get into that. When you came back and finally healed up after all those surgeries, you must have went crazy because you went and ran for office, state legislature.
I did, yeah. First, the biggest transition for me was being able to, once I realized that, you know, I didn't want the military, people think that once you get hurt like I did, the military says, all right, we'll see you later. You know, they get you out. I could have stayed in the National Guard and finished out 20 years, and they had made that abundantly clear that if I wanted to stay in, I could. But I joined to be an infantryman, and I just realistically, there were no doors going to be – I wasn't going to be kicking in any doors with no legs. Those days were over, so I decided to move on, and I got a job working on marketing and advertising for recruiting battalion. And that was the best transition for me because I worked with the military. I was marketing something I loved. And yet it was flexible enough that the leadership there understood the challenges I had, and I was able to really still go to my medical appointments and stuff like that. And that's really the reason I'm doing as well as I am today is that job and being able to finally have a place to be, being able to have a job and being around good people like that.
And transition from the military to civilian.
Yep. And then that's when I realized I could do any, you know, I can be a productive, happy, healthy citizen. And I decided to run for office. In 2010, ran a solid campaign, knocked on thousands of doors. I outknocked my opponent, and I have no legs. So I worked very hard and was able to win the election and serve a term there.
And then you stirred things up in the legislature a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. It's you got to keep things interesting, you know.
You always look like you were having fun.
Yes. It's a job that's not naturally fun. People down there take themselves too serious. And maybe it's just having gone through the things that I have in my life that you need to be able to laugh at yourself. You need to be able to laugh and have a good time. Even the most serious of careers, you need to have a sense of humor and be able to have fun. Otherwise, why are you doing it? So I made sure that job was fun.
If we can't have fun, don't go, right?
That's right. Exactly.
And now you've just recently taken a job as the County Veteran Service Officer for Anoka County.
Yep. I accepted the position in May to be the Director of Veteran Services. And it's, again, a dream come true and a perfect transition from my job working for the National Guard to now being able to help veterans. And, you know, I didn't have any experience in that field, but there's people I had served in Iraq with that are in that job field. And they had said, you should get into this field, specifically my friend Neil Doyle, who's Veteran Service Officer in Olmsted County. He said, you need to get into this field. You absolutely have to. And I thought, you know, when this opening, I saw this opening, I thought it would be a good fit. It would be cool. But I asked him, do you think I'd be good at it, or do you just want another friend in this industry? And he said, no, I think you'd be good at it. So I applied, and luckily got the job.
Got the job. John, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about the reincarnation of John Kreisel, now the County Veteran Service Officer in Anoka County. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Major General Rick Nash, Minnesota's Adjutant General, encouraging you to hire today's veterans. Today's veterans have a track record of integrity and have triumphed over adversity. Today's veterans are talented, team-oriented, and technologically savvy. Hiring a service member just makes sense. Veterans have the training, work ethic, and proven skills that will immediately add value to your business. Help good business get better by hiring today's veteran. Visit PositivelyMinnesota.com/veterans.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and I've been joined by John Kreisel, Director of Anoka County Veteran Services. Sergeant Kreisel, we went through the story and the things that happened to you in your military career, and I don't know exactly when, but you wrote a book called Still Standing, the story of Staff Sergeant John Kreisel, published in 2010. What was that, about 3-4 years after the accident?
We started in 2008 writing the book. We took 2 years to write it. We made sure that we did it, you know, the right way, made sure that it was 100% accurate, made sure everyone that was there with me and a part of the recovery, that they agreed with everything that was said, because sometimes you see things a little differently. So made sure it was accurate, respectful of the men I served with, and respectful of the people that gave their lives. And so, yeah, so it took 2 years to write, came out in 2010. We're in our third printing. It's doing very well. And so it's won 7 national book awards. So yeah, things are great. It's a good book. I'm proud of how it turned out.
Did you ever dream when you were in high school that you'd be writing a book?
Never. No, when I was plugging through some of those essay papers we have to do, I enjoyed the class. I enjoyed English. It was one of the few classes I enjoyed, but no, I never would have imagined.
Did you go back to high school and give your English teacher a copy of the book?
No, she came to one of my book signings.
And she came to get it.
Yeah, and said she was proud of me, and so that was cool. That meant a lot.
Now, everything you've done in life kind of set you up to be a County Veteran Service Officer. I mean, all of the experiences you've had since being a junior in high school, what's it like, and what kind of training do you have to go through?
It's just the most rewarding job. It's one of the only jobs I've had in my life that it didn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like work. I look forward to my job. On Monday mornings, it's not, oh, God, I got to wake up and go to work. I love this job. I get to help veterans get to a point where I feel like I'm doing pretty well now. Mentally, I'm doing well. You know, the struggles that I had when I was in the hospital and stuff, I've worked through those, you know, and so I don't have the magic formula for what makes you better, but I can help people get through it. So I didn't have any experience in the job field when I was hired, but I'd been on the other side of the desk. I'd been the veteran getting the services or applying for the services before, and I think that's important from a customer service perspective. So, I had a lot of training to go through, though, once I was hired. It's a steep learning curve.
I bet you did. John, the commissioner tells us there's about 375 or so, 1,000 veterans in the state of Minnesota, and every one of them should really make, there's a county veteran service officer in every county and several in some counties. But those veterans should go get their 214 and come visit you, shouldn't they?
Yeah, no matter what. It doesn't matter if you were not in combat or you were in combat or this or that. If you served your country and you want to find out the benefits you're eligible for, go to your local county veteran service officer, bring in your discharge papers, and sit down and just, for one, get it registered with them so you're on their radar, and they'll always have a copy of your DD-214 if something happened to it. And on top of that, they can tell you what benefits you're eligible for, help you go through the process of getting those. So it's very important. Everybody should do it.
We're speaking with John Kreisel, now director of the Anoka County Veteran Services on Minnesota Military Radio. John, can you tell us, there's a lot of things you can do to help veterans, but some of the issues that you help them with, I'm sure you help them with VA eligibility and compensation, pensions. Can you walk through some of that?
Absolutely. The biggest thing we help people with, veterans, is enrolling in the VA Health Network. And the VA has this stigma from years past when their service wasn't acceptable. They weren't properly treating veterans. But thanks to those veterans standing up and fighting for the current veterans, those days are long over of bad VA care. I get my care at the VA. They've been fantastic to me. And so it's getting veterans to realize that it's a good healthcare network and helping them apply for it. If you've served on active duty and you're a veteran, and this is where when you sit down with a county veteran service officer, if you're eligible for VA health care, they'll look at the years you've served and all of that. And if you're eligible, we'll help you right there apply for VA health care. And then you can seek some care through there. You can save money on some of your private health insurance as well. You wouldn't need to have as high coverage. So that's an important one. And then a lot of disability compensation. And people think, because they see someone like me missing two legs, and they think, well, I don't have his disabilities, so I'm fine. I'm not applying for disability. But I don't know many people that served in the military that don't have some sort of hearing loss. They don't have ringing in their ears. I mean, these are things that happen to almost every military member. Those are service-connectable disabilities.
John, most of my buddies from Vietnam and a lot of the veterans that I know think that, save that for somebody who's really hurt. But in my case, in Vietnam, I was exposed to Agent Orange, and now I have type 2 diabetes, and that's presumed to have been caused by that.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the guys my age and other ages, depends on what theater of war you're in, but PTSD, battle fatigue, all of those things, they just never had the opportunity to talk to anybody, but they really should go visit their county veteran service officers.
Absolutely.
They?
And one of my favorite parts of the job is actually helping the veteran. Since I'm the director, I have a lot of administrative duties that I need to take care of, and meetings here and meetings there. But my favorite part of the job is meeting with the veteran. And these Vietnam era veterans that were not taken care of properly, they weren't treated with the respect that they deserved, that they earned for defending our freedom. Listening to their stories, talking to them, just getting them to open up about things they've been bottling up for so many years, and helping them realize that they were exposed to Agent Orange. Getting them, if you were boots on the ground in Vietnam, it's presumed that you were exposed to Agent Orange. And there's a list of conditions that are automatically service-connected. And so, that's another reason to go visit your CVSO. But hearing these stories,
most of the guys don't even know.
Exactly. And so we're really in Anoka County, we're focusing, my philosophy, I want to do as much outreach as possible. Get the word out to as many people as possible, because the most of the veterans don't realize that they're eligible for benefits, or they do, and like you said, they don't want to take from other veterans. But there's a pot of money there that it's there for them as well. It's not taking from someone else. And so once they realize that, they're like, okay, yes, I will apply for this. And, it's just,
they served your country.
Absolutely.
They earned it. If there's a problem, then you're there to help.
That is the biggest thing, is telling them this is a benefit that you have earned through your service.
John, we've got about a minute left. Any final thoughts you want to give our listeners out there? You look like you're enjoying this new job better than any.
I love it. It's strange after everything I've gone through and to say that I'm happier now than I've ever been in my entire life, but that's the case. I feel so fortunate to have lived through something like I did. Sad that I lost friends in it. But I'm just trying to make the best of my second chance at life and help other veterans get through it, because I've been able to get through it with the help of so many wonderful people. I couldn't have done this on my own, so I really want to help other people. So hopefully people will stop in and see either myself or other county veteran service officers across the state. So thanks for having me in.
So your last message to all the veterans out there is get your DD-214 and go make friends with your local county veteran service officer, usually hanging out somewhere around the courthouse.
You bet. You bet. Come on in.
John, you're doing a great job. You're an inspiration to all us veterans out here. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was John Kreisel, Director of Anoka County Veterans Services. And now from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard, joining us is Tim Leonhardt. Tim, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio again.
Well, thank you, Tom. Say, Tom, this month has started out fairly busy. We had 5 veteran funerals, 1 welcome home. Coming up on our calendars, we've got already we have 4 veterans funeral missions, 2 welcome homes, and then we have all the vet homes and bingos, and then we have 2 deployments coming up that we already have on our calendar for this month, and it's not even halfway through the month. I'd like to let everybody know that if they just wanted to see what we're about and how things work, we have a calendar on our webpage at mnpatriotguard.org. If you look over on the side, you look for mission and event calendars, you can go out there and you can see what's out there. You can pick and choose whatever you want to come to. Come up there, bring a 3x5 flag, dress for the weather, and somebody there will help you and show you what to do. And if it's something you feel comfortable with, which I know you will, because once we get you there, you'll always want to come back. But if you go out there, if you show up at the mission and you like it, then sign up.
So all they have to do is bring a flag and a pole, and they can go on your website and they can see a list of missions.
Yep.
You've got Minnesota Patriot Guard riders all over the state that monitor this stuff, and you really don't know how many are going to show up at any given mission, do you?
We never have. We never do. You know, and whenever I do a mission, I can only promise the person that's asking that there'll be one there. That's me. And I've never been, they've never failed me. There's always people there waiting for me.
That's all about recognizing the service of our veterans and about honor, dignity, and respect.
It is.
And anyone can join the Patriot Guard riders.
It is. They can.
Don't even have to ride a motorcycle.
You don't have to ride a motorcycle. Your cagers are just welcome. And people on bikes, bicycles, however they can get there, that's fine with us. It's just the idea is that they're there to show honor, dignity, and respect to our fallen heroes.
And your website one last time, Tim?
mnpatriotguard.org.
Tim, thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you, Tom.
There's Tim Leonhardt from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to address, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Rob Hartley and Stefan Whitehead from Minnesota's DAV, Sergeant John Kreisel, Commissioner Larry Shelletow of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we meet a Minnesota soldier who survived the D-Day invasion at Normandy, and we'll see how local businesses are benefiting from employing our veterans. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to Minnesota Military Radio with Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition firm. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Podcasts of the show are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.